she went back and called him. And she said, you know, she made her voice sound like she was white and said her daughter was hurt. And then they came about 15 minutes real fast. And then they were really mad because when they found out it was a black child, you know, they was mad, I guess, because they came in a hurry. And like the white system, I don't think they smarter than blacks, but they just didn't like the idea that a black person fools them, you know, are smart, are thought of. And so she had to pay for the M&M bills and hospital bills. So police came to do an interview. Mom had asked if she wanted to go to jail. And so my mom said, yeah. My mom said, for them, ask me. And so they had asked me. But my mom had said, yeah. And then they asked me. I said, no. And they wanted to know why. Because, well, I didn't even care. Because, like, what happened when I was thinking about the car wreck, too, the white man had ran this black man, and the black man got blamed for it. And they took him in to jail. And so my mom had told me, I had said that I didn't want him in there because there was too many black brothers and sisters still in jail. And she was still kind of mad because, you know, because it was all over a little ball. And she was mad because she wanted to let it go to jail. So I didn't even care. And then another one is when after I was 5 or 6, okay, like, okay, we was going out, they was taking me and my brother. They said it was, my mom and dad said they was taking me and my brother. Right. But we didn't know they was going to get a line. And we went way out. And so
why would they want to get a lion?
For a pet.
Why would they want a lion for a pet?
My mom just wanted a lion for a pet. See,
would your family have enough money to buy an animal like this?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing that you just...
Yeah. And see, it was like, she didn't want a dog. She wants for a house pet, for a guard dog.
To guard the house. Mm-hmm. She wanted to get a lion.
Mm-hmm. And she said she wanted something better than a dog. And so we had got to this house. It was spooky to me. It was dark and everything. And we saw monkeys. And they had a bear in a cave. And they had the mom cat of all cats. And they had birds, snakes. They had a lot of stuff.
They finally sold you guys a lion?
My mom and dad had... paid them to go get one from Africa. I don't know why, but they had got the mom and the calf too, because they said they couldn't get the calf without getting the mom calf. And they said the cat was a baby, but this didn't look like it to me. So anyway, I woke Ray, my brother, up and told him that they was going to put a lion in his car. But first a man had asked my dad, said, are you ready for the cat? I thought it was a little cat. And so when they said, yeah, then they came, walked up to this cage. I said, what they putting a little cat in the cage for? And then all of a sudden this lion come jumping in the car. I was scared and worried. He started playing with him and everything. I said, I had thought they had went crazy and I was the only one for 10 cents. And so the cat was, she was hungry. And my dad had bought some meat before he came and she was smelling it. But she had jumped in the front seat. And so when she jumped in the front seat, I jumped on the floor in the front seat. Well, she couldn't get me because all she wanted was the meat, so my dad gave it to her, put it back up the station wagon. And then when we got home, you know how animal can sense if you don't like it, okay? So all the time when we was at home, I didn't like it or anything. Or when we go out on the beach, my mom would take it with her. She would tell me and my brother to take it walking on the beach. So I wouldn't walk with it. So one time she made me walk with the cat to get used to it. And so I refused to walk with it. So she said she was going to walk it. And so me and Rory out there playing. And she was going to walk the cat. And she had wrapped the chain. She was holding the cat around her hand. And she saw me and my brother out there playing and running in the water. And when she see me and Rory playing, you know, so we was running everything. She thought we was running from us. And so she just started running and changed up around my mom's hand and was cutting her skin, so she had to unwrap it. And she was running. So everybody, it was funny to me because everybody on the beach saw a wild a cat, a big lion running and stuff. And so all of us ran into the girls' bathroom. And so we looked out there. She's sitting on the porch waiting for me and my brother to come out. My brother came out, but I wouldn't come out. So when he came out, he took her back. And then I never did like the cat. We had a back door and a front door. When I come home from school, I would take the front door because I wouldn't go. I never went in the backyard.
How long did you keep this lion for?
Didn't keep it very long. I stayed about for three, four months. And so people were scared to come in our yard. The neighbors would come by, you know, stay around on the fence or just try to come in, and it started getting the cat nervous, and she started going, you know, getting upstairs, start acting out, you know, like she's trying to jump the fence or something. So my mom just put a sign, don't come near the fence. So one night, we had went over to my mom's friend's house, and so she, it was raining. So we was getting to come home, and so I didn't want, so when we got home, it was raining real hard, and I didn't want to go around the front door. And my brother when I didn't want to go around the front door, my brother get out and check the chain and see if she's on there. And so she was loose, and so we thought she was, you know, out loose in the yard, because one time she had got loose, but she wasn't in the yard. Okay, so she was loose, and we thought she was in the house somewhere, in her house. But she was, and she was under the stairs, so my brother said it was okay. So my mom and my brother went on in there, and as I was stepping up on the stair, I had slipped down, and I had fell, and I fell on the head, and I didn't know that. So she had pulled me under the house with her, and then, you know, she just started attacking me. My mom, she heard me, she didn't know what was wrong. But she came out of the house and tried to get me, because my head was in her mouth. And she had told my brother to get the broomstick. But he couldn't find the broomstick, so he got the mop. She put the handle down in her mouth and got me out, and then rushed me to the hospital. First she took me on my granddad, got him, then rushed me to the hospital. And then I got there. They had had to find people who had my blood type. And then I was in the hospital for a month. And I had to get tracheal treatment. I got these scars on my face and on the back of my neck and right here and on my leg. Mm-hmm. I had to get dust from her scars, her paws. And so when I was in the hospital, the police had came there, and my mom had called my dad, and they had asked, did I want to be shot? And I told them, yeah. Okay, and then so where they had found her at was in a graveyard, and this zoo man keeper, okay, was a zookeeper. My mom had told me it was a zookeeper out there, and some policemen were out there, surrounded her in the graveyard, and she was just sitting down licking her paws, and they had shot her, and the zookeeper got mad because he wanted the cat keep, you know, for his zoo. And so when I had got out the hospital, I had to go back every 2 weeks to the doctor's office to get shots, Keloid treatments, get shots all over, so I had to get those Keloids. I had to do that for about 2 months, and then stop.
My father got killed before I was born.
How was he killed?
He was killed by a hammer. My cousin, he was lying down his feet. And my cousin, somebody threw a bucket of water on him, on another person. And he got up and hit my cousin in the head with the hammer. He thought it was him. He didn't, you know, he just jumped up, all of them was lying down. He just jumped up and hit him in the head with a hammer.
Killed him?
Mm-hmm. He killed him. Before
you were born.
Mm-hmm. and to my mother, met another man named Green Johnson. She married this man. He already had 3 children that I know of. And he married my mother. Then he didn't treat us, he beat us all. He didn't care anything for us. He would beat us with sticks of wood and things like that. And we stayed in something like the shelter back in the, well, I said back in a field, but it was, they said it was full of schools, like a jungle, but we call it was a field. And we stayed back in there. Most we had to eat was just more cornbread, soup, and things like that. We had chicken, but we would have to raise the biggest out, you know, food for we ate.
You have to raise your own food? And how did you make a living?
My mother didn't raise the beef. She had gardens, and she would raise chicken. Mm-hmm. They had hogs and cows and things like that. Mm-hmm.
So you got beat on a lot by your dad?
By my stepfather. Father and mother. And then after my grandmother found out that he was done so bad, then my grandmother taken me. She was crippled. She had her left leg broken. And she had my cousin now. She had three of my cousins. And then she had my uncle. My uncle had a stroke. He was on the counter. He was getting $7 a month. Then she had to cook for her. She was working for Mr. These wife of her name, no, Mr. Burgess and Miss Maul. She was working for those two people. And me and Cutty, I had a cousin named Cutty, she would take us to help her prepare food for these people in the morning time. Just about daylight, she would have to get up and go to fix their breakfast. We would have to come in their back door. And we would have to go out and find duck eggs and things in the morning for their breakfast and things to eat. And she would, just like they would kill a chicken or something. They would eat up all, they wouldn't even save up anything off them. You know, they would eat up all the meat off the platter and everything else she said to pay. She would have to strain milk in glasses and things. For them. Then they had a crock and things. And she was straining in this crock. She would skim the milk in this crock. Chewing it and get their butter and stuff. We wouldn't have to drink the buttermilk. We never could drink sweet milk and things that we wanted to have that made. And it was just hard all down through life.
You had to work for your white people?
Then when I got old enough, I never did go to school. I got old enough. I started to work in farm. They chewing. Miss Russell, Mrs. Sam, Miss Mildred, Miss James. I started working for them.
What did you do?
Well, I would cook for them, see that they cured, got any food.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was about 12 when I started just on my own. But when I was cooking with my grandmother, I started around about 7.
But when you were 12, you actually worked on your own?
Yeah, I was cooking on my own.
House servant?
Yeah, house servant on my own. I was making $1.50 a week.
$1.50 a week, and you
mm-hmm.
cook for them, and
mm-hmm.
clean and everything
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah. They would trust me with their whole house. Mm-hmm. And things that I didn't know, I know all types of work, but I never go to school.
Mm-hmm. But you don't went to school at all?
Mm-hmm. But all types of work, they lent it to me. It's like they would say, Mr. Russell married a lady from Orleans. When he got out of service, he met a lady from overseas here. And I told her, I said, well, I never went to school. He wanted me to work for him. I said, I never went to school. She said, okay. So what I don't know, what I don't know, I'll lend it to you. That's how I learned how to do tooth work. Tooth dentist, you know, what she showed me. She was working for, what was this doctor name? Because Neil could be
one of the white ladies?
Mm-hmm, one of the white ladies. SL. That was the name, SL. She was from overseas here. Mr. Russell Mayer, her name was SL. She learned me how to do tooth dentist work. And I would cook for her and see to her children. They had a little girl, and I would go in on Mondays and clean up her house, wash her clothes and everything. And I would work for her 2 days a week, work for the other one 2 days a week around. And just like, we never could. This was nowhere to go there.
No way to do what?
No, well, it was a little town, but it's about...
You just had to keep working for that.
About three little stones in it.
So this was out in the, it's a very small town.
And it was, the little town was about, we was about 8 miles out of the little town. Maybe been a little
further. So you're pretty well stuck out there, huh?
I just pretty well stuck out until I met Eddie. Then I met Eddie.
In Louisiana?
Okay, Louisiana. No. I got pregnant with my oldest son, Eddie. I didn't know anything about any children or anything. Because I haven't, my grandmother didn't teach me anything. I didn't know anything about no purity or anything, nothing like that. We didn't know anything. I didn't know anything.
How old were you when you got married?
Well, I was about, I might have been about 17 when, I might have been older than that. But when I got with my first child, I didn't get married. When I got with Ellie, I didn't get married. Because she let me went to the show. And Eddie asked me, said, could I walk you home? I said, yeah. Right? She said, and Eddie, and it was always, it was a show. She loves me, let me to the show. And I said, sure, you can walk me home. He walked me home. And, well, I should tell you about my first life period, for one. I should tell you that first. Okay, my first period, when it came on, I don't know anything about that. I ran to the ditch every 5 or 10 minutes to wash up, because I didn't know what it was, anything. So my cousin, I told my cousin, I said, oh, I said, something happened to me. And she said, no, sir, it's not anything happened to you. Said, that's your life. Said, it's your period on me. And then she sat down and she explained it to me. She told me what to do for myself. Told me how to kill myself and everything. I said, okay. And then when I met Eddie, he said, she let me went to the show. She said, can I walk? I said, can I walk home? I said, yeah. It's okay. He walked around home, it was about three of us, it was six of us in all. Yeah, our grandmother's daughter went to the show, these people saw the show in the time. And he said, okay, he said, why don't you have sex with him? I said, yeah, I don't mind. And I got with my first child, the first time, she let me went out. Because I didn't know anything, didn't know what I was doing, or anything.
That was before you were married, but you later married him.
And I didn't know anything. No, I didn't marry him. I had my oldest three children by him before I married.
I see.
Because I was staying with my grandmother. I was working for these white folks. I was taking care of my own children. And, well, they would help me. Just like they would have food and stuff left over. They would give it to me. And then my grandmother, but mostly she was taking care of them because she had got on, she was on the county. My uncle was getting $7 a month, and I think she was getting $11 a month. And she was taking care of them. Because, you know, most of her check Well, the dollar and 50 cent, I would bring it home and give it to her. She would buy the, all the groceries and stuff.
Okay, well, what happened? Did you go out, leave Louisiana and at some point leave, go to California or something?
Then, how about Mary Daddy? Me and Eddie got up, well, he was beating his soul. And, I don't know what would come in. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know. But anyway, first, he would beat me. From if he come in, and he would just jump on me.
Mm-hmm.
So his mother said, "You leave him." I didn't leave him because I didn't have anywhere to go. Because just I left my grandmother's with, you know, she said, "You leave." And every day that he come in, he would jump on me. For no reason at all. If I burnt toast or bread or anything, he would come in and jump on me. So she said, "You leave." So a guy named Darby, he said, "Stop letting him do you like that. So you can break him from doing you like that." I thought, okay. So Darby bought me a Dutch over.
A what?
Dutch.
Yeah.
He said, "Next time I get you," he said, "you put that Dutch clean through him." So you put that Dutch clean through him. And I did. I put that, when he went, he raised up and hit me, I put the Dutch clean through his head. And so my mother came over and she said, you said you were some God. Okay, so now if you had a killed him, then what would you thought would have happened to you? I said, "I never thought of that way." I said, "I just hit Dog, told me to stop letting him beat me, and I just stopped him." I said, "Please," and he didn't hit me no more after that. But after then, we started getting out. We were getting a fuss and this fight every once in a while. Then we started to move to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I was working. He was working. Then we thought we would get us a house because we were living with his sister. He wouldn't ever come home at the right time that he was supposed to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Why are you not coming home when the right time you're supposed to come home?" So his cousin, I keep getting sick and sicker and sicker. So his cousin came to the house one day and she sat down and she talked to me. She said, "You're not sick. So I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you." She said, "You're not sick. There's something wrong with you, but it ain't no sickness." I got off from work one day and the sister said, holiday the next day. She said, "Are you going to work?" I said, "No, I'm not going to work." She said, "Well, I want you to cook my dinner when you cook yours, and I'll come by and pick it up," because she brought her stuff over for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "What do you got?" I said, "Well, I'm not going to have nothing but chicken and maybe a roast or something like that." She said, "Well, I'm going to buy you a ham." I said, "Okay, you buy me ham." She said, "But you and Gabe are going to have to go get the ham." And just as I went and came back from the store, I put my feet in my door. I fell. I stayed out for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. When I came to, there were 6 doctors around me. And they tested me all types of ways.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They said they never seen nothing like that my sickness. They said, "We never seen nothing like this sickness before, Dennis."
Mm-hmm.
They took those little balls, what they put in your head, you see, what they put, you know, those little things they put in here, testing your brains and things. They took those things, they put them up under my fingernail, even in my toe, testing them. But they said they couldn't find anything wrong. So I said, well, it's got to be something wrong. I didn't know the temple then. I didn't know anything about the temple then. So my sister-in-law came back and she said, this is the place that I know a place that you should go. I said, why do you know a place that I should go? She said, if you don't go, then I'll come and I'll take you. I said, why are you going to take me? But she never did get any temple, but she wanted me to get any temple. I said, why you want me to come? She said, I don't know, but you just should be there. I said, okay. So I said, okay. And he said, you don't have to take any dogs. I said, I'll take them myself. So you can go ahead on board. She said, okay. So I'll make sure that she get that, or you make sure that she get that. The first time I went there, Jim called me out. He told me, so you're not sick. Said you and my husband, two uncles, needed help. But they never did. I was afraid to go and tell them what he told. He written a note to them. I called them and I told them what was on the note. But I was afraid to take the note to their house. And Eddie was afraid to take the note to the house. About 2 weeks after then, one died. About 3 weeks after then, another one died. They wouldn't come to the temple like I asked them to, because Jim told me, tell them to come to the temple. Come, because he was on sentry then, and that, you know, when he was that's when he was on sentry. And so he wouldn't. So I kept coming on to it. So Eddie kept getting worse and worse. He never would come home. So we would fuss. Then I would be sick. I would go out, just go complete out with, some of them say it was epileptic spells, but I couldn't understand me. Started having epileptic spells after I get almost 50 years old. And then started having epileptic spells. They said it was epileptic spells, but some of them said it was. So I said, okay. He was running around with a woman. I knew he was running around because when I would take Lovey to school, the car would be parked on the street. So his cousin one day, she said, okay, so are you going to still take this? I said, no, I'm not going to take it. I can get out and get me somebody just like he can. And I said, I'm not even worried about it. She said, I want to kill you and show you something right now. So for Vietnam, him and his woman sitting on the street, light skinned woman sitting on the street. I said, I'm not worried about it. I said, because I can get you somebody just like he can. And I did. I got out and got my son just like he. I brought him to the house. I introduced him to my children and everything. I did not, because I had told him I wouldn't know how. Because what I say, what I do, I wouldn't know how to for my children and nobody else if I was fair to anybody.
Well, let's see. Then you got... Were you in the temple at this time? Were you joining?
I wasn't in the temple at this time. I wasn't in the temple at this time. No, I wasn't in the temple at this time. But this is when he was working for Allied Record Company. He was working for Allied Record Company at this time.
Okay.
And I was working for... He had all his things going off. Then he came and he was there on.
You shut up. You got shut up. Mm-hmm. Only got more.
on her inner wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I only have one or two. My grandmother didn't have the three children. She had four for one died before I was in the family. And he had all his things going on, and it was hard just working and helping her with them and then with my children too. But after I married, yes, I would still go back and help and teach him.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel now that they got put everybody over here? Got them over here. Your whole family's here, and Eddie and something which.
No, not my wife. I only have three children and three back there.
Three back?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And all my sisters back there. And I have three sisters back there, and Macy and one back.
In Los Angeles?
No, yeah.
Louisiana?
In